Shalom, 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 people of God. Shalom, people of God. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. People of God, our God is good. And all the time, our God is good. Today, we are in the house of God, the house of prayer. We are in the studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. Healing Sermons and the Prayer House is a prophetic and deliverance radio broadcast channel. All is for the glory of God. People of God, here we are. Here we are because the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has given us, yes, the breath of life. If today you and I, we are living, it is because of the grace of God. The grace of God. The grace of God is so nice. You and I, we are living by the grace of God. That is why, my brother, my sister, we present this program, and the title of this program is Dedicate. Why dedicate? It is because we dedicate our life, our body, our spirit, and our soul unto the mighty God. Dedicate, because in the morning, in the day, in the night, we dedicate our body, we dedicate our soul, we dedicate our spirit to the Lord. My brother, my sister, here we are once again. Our God is good. All the time, our God is good. The title of the dedicate of today, people of God, is The Voice That Brings Hope. The Voice That Brings Hope. We are going to take our Bible, my brother, my sister, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, from 11 to 14. Be connected, my brother, my sister. Ezekiel, chapter 37, from 11 to 14. Remember, Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. You and I, we have been involved in many situations. And sometimes we said, what's happening in my life? Why this is happening to me? Why only this is happening to me? Many of us, we even say, God, you have abandoned me. But this is the word of encouragement. Jesus Christ loves you, He loves me, and He loves everyone. My brother, my sister, know it well that Jesus Christ loves you. He loves everyone. He loves everyone. The love of God has no end. The love of God has no end. Our God has an endlessly love. Don't say that Jesus Christ has abandoned you. Do not say that the Lord Jesus Christ has forsaken you. Because He has created you by the power of His love. The Messiah has created you by the power of His love. He will never change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In many situations, you and I, we thought that the Messiah has abandoned us. Remember in the Bible, Job in the Bible, who did nothing wrong. But you understand that because of his kindness, the devil was not happy. And what the devil did is to go and to speak to God. To speak to God. And there, God gave him permission. God gave permission to the devil to torment, okay, to deal with the Job. But God did allow this to happen because he knew that Job was faithful to God. God knew that Job was faithful to God. It is not because of the money. It is not because of the business he had. It is not because of the children he had. No. It is because he loved God, genuine love. So, when we have a problem, when we have a situation, God is expecting you to worship him. Jesus Christ is expecting you to worship him. And that is very important, that you and I, we need to maintain hope. There are three things in the life of a believer that we must not undermine. We have the love of God. The love of God, my brother, my sister, makes you, the love of God makes you to have faith. When you believe in God, when you know that God loves you, you will have faith. It's like a child who is in the hand of his mother. He knows that the mother loves him. He will sleep in peace in the hand of the parent. So love brings faith, because you know that God loves you, Jesus Christ loves you, and he is there. He is there. So God is there. He is where you are. Jesus Christ is there. He is where you are. Remember, our God is manifesting his power through the Holy Ghost. Our God is manifesting his power. There is a studio there, Maman Giselle. Yeah, she can even go to the studio. She can go to the studio, please. Yeah. There is a God that is always closer to us. God is the Spirit. Holy Ghost is omnipresent. The Holy Ghost is everywhere. The Holy Ghost is everywhere. The Holy Ghost is in Europe. The Holy Ghost is in Africa. The Holy Ghost is in America. The Holy Ghost is in Asia. The Holy Ghost is in Cape Town. The Holy Ghost is in Johannesburg. The Holy Ghost is in Congo Brazzaville. The Holy Ghost, my brother, my sister, is everywhere. Sister Amber, do you understand? The Holy Ghost is everywhere. This is very important to understand, that wherever you are, wherever you go, wherever you are, the Holy Ghost is there. The Holy Ghost is like the breath of life. Okay? Hallelujah. He's like the breath of life. The breath of life. The Holy Ghost is like the wind. The wind that is blowing from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. The Holy Ghost is like the oxygen that you are breathing. If today you say that Jesus Christ is not closer to you, then you have also to say that the oxygen of life is not with you. Hallelujah. The oxygen of life is with you, and you are living. Since the oxygen of life is with you, then you have to believe that the Holy Ghost is there. May you say this. Raise up your voice and say this word. I believe that Jesus Christ loves me. I believe that Jesus Christ is with me. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost omnipresent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost omnipotent. He has the power to deliver me. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost omniscience. He knows everything. Say it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Pray. Sister Umber, pray. Sister Pamela, pray. Yes. Yes. I see here. James Pa, pray. Nana Osei, pray. Nana O Akosua, pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Repeat this prayer. I believe that Jesus Christ, He is the Holy Ghost power, and He is with me. I believe Jesus Christ, He is the Holy Ghost omnipresent. He is here where I am. I believe Jesus Christ, He is the Holy Ghost omniscience. He knows everything I'm doing. I believe that Jesus Christ, He is the Holy Ghost. He is the Holy Ghost. He is the Holy Ghost power. He has the power to deliver me. He has the power to deliver me. He has the power to deliver me. He has the power to save me. He has the power to save me. He has the power to deliver me. I believe that Jesus Christ has the power to save me, to deliver me, no matter what, no matter what. I believe that Jesus Christ has the power to protect me in the day, in the night, in the dream. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. My brother, my sister, let us applaud for the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us applaud for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Let us take our Bible now. Now you are free. Now you are ready to hear the Word of God. Now you are ready to listen to the Word of God. The Word of God in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, from 11 to 14. The Word of God in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, from 11 to 14. Hallelujah. Be connected, my brother, my sister. Be connected. May you open your Bible. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 37 from 11 to 14. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Begin to open the Bible. Sister Umber. Sister Umber. Nana Osei. Open the Bible. Yes. Jeffin Spar, open the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 37, from 11 to 14. Yes, Pamela, Sister Pamela, open the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 37, from 11 to 14. The word of hope, the word of hope, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Nana Akosua, open the Bible, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus Christ. Jesus. Jesus. The God of the deliverance. Jesus, the God of hope. Jesus, the God of healing. Be healed. Jesus, the God of peace. Receive a peace. Jesus, the God. Deliverance. Jesus, be delivered. The God of salvation. Be saved. Jesus. Jesus, Lord. Jesus. God. Jesus. There is no one like Him. There is no one like Jesus Christ. I begin to read Ezekiel chapter 37 from 11 to 14. Then He said to me, Son of man, These bones are the people of Israel. They said, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My people, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declare the Lord. Let us bow our head and pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jehovah, King of glory, marvelous and precious Father, I thank you for what you have done. I thank you, O Lord, for this word of encouragement. There is someone, Jehovah, that has lost hope somewhere in this world. There is someone, O Lord, that has lost hope in the marriage. There is someone, O Lord, that has lost hope in their business. There is someone, O Lord, that has lost hope in their ministry, O Lord. There is someone, O Lord, that has lost hope in their marriages, in their families, O Lord. The God of Ezekiel, bring down the power of restoration. Bring down the power of restoration. Bring down the power of restoration over the life of my brother and sister, over my life, to restore whatever has been stolen. To restore whatever has been stolen in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, whoever is listening to this word, bring back hope. Bring back hope in Jesus' name. Amen. My brother, my sister, there are three things, my brother, my sister, that we need always to maintain in our spiritual life. Three things that we need always to maintain in our spiritual life. There is love, I was explaining, love. The love of God brings faith. When you have love, you will believe that the Messiah is there. No matter the situation, no matter the challenge, you will believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is there by your side. My brother, my sister, I have come to you to bring back hope. That hope that has been lost because of the word that you have been listening, frustrating you in the house of the Father. You are in the house of your Father, but you are behaving as if you are in the house of your stepfather. You are not in the house of your stepfather. You are in the house of your Father, the one who has created you, the one who gave life to you, the one who created Adam and Eve. My brother, my sister, you are in the house of your Father. You are not in the house of the stepfather. Your Father is the real one, the creator of heaven and earth. Love. Love. His love has no end. He loves you, my brother. He loves you, my sister. He will never forsake you, no matter the situation. Love brings faith. Love brings faith. The God of Ezekiel is saying, those people of Israel, they have lost hope. They said, oh, we have been abandoned. We are now far away from Jerusalem. We are in captivity. Will we be restored? I am in this marriage I never planned to be in. Will my marriage be delivered? I am in this situation I am in. Will I be out of this situation? I am in this pit of hell. But I know my God, he is there alive. But I'm still here. When am I going to be delivered? Someone has lost hope. This word is coming to you. This word is coming to you. This word is coming to you to bring back life, to bring back hope. Receive hope. Receive hope because Jesus Christ loves you. The love of God brings faith. 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 Receive faith in the name of Jesus Christ. The second thing that you need to maintain, my brother, my sister, is faith. Is faith. You have love. The love of God brings faith. Faith. Don't lose faith. Remember, with the faith, you're going to buy whatever you desire from heaven. Jesus Christ said, come to me and buy with that money. God needs the money which is called faith. Faith is the heavenly currency. Receive faith. Receive faith. Receive faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The third thing that you need not to forget is hope. Because faith brings hope. Remember this formula. Love brings faith. Because love, the love of God will make you closer to the word of God. The word of God will bring faith in your life like today. The love of God has made you to be closer to this service. Healing sermons is giving you the word of God. And the word of God is bringing back faith that you have lost. Then faith brings what? Hope. When you have faith, you will have hope. Hope will allow you to be healthy and to be patient. You don't have it today. Tomorrow, you know that thing is coming. But I declare, I prophesy to your life, the God of the prophet Ezekiel will turn the dry bone unto life. Everything that died because of the plan of the devil against your life, I command it to come back to life in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the power of the God of the prophet Ezekiel, I prophesy to my life, I prophesy to your life, everything that has been dead because of the devil, I command it to come back to life. Dry bone, come alive. Dry bone, come alive. Dry bone, come alive. My brother, my sister, receive the love of God. I extend the love of God inside you. I extend the love of God inside you. I extend the love of God inside you. I extend faith, more faith, more faith. Receive more faith. Receive more faith and receive hope. Receive hope. Receive hope in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. My brother, my sister, you understand that hope gonna help you to live. Hope gonna give peace in your body. Hope gonna give you peace in your blood circulation. Hope gonna give you peace in your blood circulation. Hope removes stress. Do you understand? Receive hope. Continue hoping. A believer must continue hoping. A believer must continue hoping. Continue hoping. Remember, the Bible is saying this. He has restored health and is treating the wound. So believe that that blessing has been restored spiritually. Begin now to receive the physical manifestation of that blessing. Spiritually, receive it now. Spiritually, receive it now. Spiritually, receive it now. Receive your business. Receive your marriage. Receive your money. Receive your career. Begin to receive. I receive. I receive. I receive my business. I receive my marriage. I receive my career. I receive my career. I receive my marriage. I receive my husband. I receive my wife. Begin to receive. Begin to receive. Begin to receive. Begin to receive. Begin to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Raise up your right hand in heaven, my brother, my sister. My father, you the author of this word. You never change. This word, it is you yourself. This word, it is you yourself. I call upon the power of the word of God. Through this chapter we have read, Ezekiel chapter 37 from 11 to 14. Everything that my brother and sister has been looking for, that the devil has stolen, I command it by the power of the God of the prophet Ezekiel to come back to life. Let my brother, my sister, handle it and to testify for your glory. From today, I want a brother to testify. I want a sister to testify. Jehovah, do it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, I thank you, Jehovah. I thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, let us applaud for the Lord. Let us applaud for the Lord. Applaud for the Lord. Yes, I begin to bless someone here in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless everyone following this program in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I bless Sister Amber from Cape Town following this program in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I bless Nana Osea in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, I bless Jeffine Sipar in the name of Jesus Christ. Pamela, Sister Pamela, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Nana Akosua, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see here Mama Edith Nashu, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our God is good. All the time, our God is good. Yes. I bless everyone following this program in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, we have finished this service. Allow me, people of God, to present this message. Yes, to present this message now in French and to motivate someone who has a situation. To motivate someone who has a problem. Remember, my brother, my sister, Jesus Christ loves you. Our God is good, and all the time our God is good. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. I am in the studio leading sermons in the prayer house. We are going to meet this night, midnight prayers in English. Remember, don't miss it. Midnight prayers today. Okay? We're going to pray. Based on the dreams of brothers and sisters this evening, this night. Midnight prayers from South Africa. Please check your time. Midnight prayer from South Africa. Only in English today, Friday. Don't miss the service of today. Midnight prayers. If you have a dream, don't hesitate to send it. Okay? Don't hesitate to send it. Yes. To Pastor Daniel Waxon. To the following number. +27 62 791-6167. We're going to read your dream, interpret your dream, and offer deliverance prayers based on your dream. Your name will not be pronounced. Your name will not be pronounced. Remember, but we're going to read your dream. Remember, do not miss Sunday service from half past two. Sunday life service. From 2:30. Don't miss. I love you. But Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves you more. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ.